GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
George Hale is broadcasting from his Florida studio. And George, you're on the PDQ Door telephone line now with the president and CEO of the Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce, Deb Newman, for the George Hale Rick Tyler Show.
Good morning, Deb. How are you?
I am well. Good morning. It's great to be here with both of you this morning.
I've been looking over your schedule. It looks like you're kind of out flat right now. Let's start with where you want to go. I know you apparently are going to be testifying, at least you're submitting testimony on a couple of bills. Also, you're getting together with Anne-Marie Story. I think maybe that's as early as today. So what's up?
Well, let's start right there. There are two bills that are will be heard in public hearing today in the labor, in the Labor and Housing Committee. And the Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors has voted to oppose both of these bills, LD 607, an act to restore overtime protections for Maine workers. That will be heard today, 10 o'clock-ish. And then the second bill we're opposing is LD 553, an act to end at-will employment. And that will be heard in public hearing on Wednesday. We've submitted testimony. I intend to also testify. And actually, our testimony is posted on our website, BangorRegion.com, under the blog section. So anybody can go there and read the testimony and why we are opposing these bills. I won't get into the nitty-gritty, but basically both of these bills add added burden to businesses at a time when we really need to support our businesses. We're very grateful that, on a side note, that the state of Maine voted to conform to the federal treatment of the Paycheck Protection loans. That was something that we strongly supported, and we want to continue to support our businesses as we head into what hopefully will be recovery. Along those lines, today at 3 o'clock, this will be very interesting. Anne-Marie Story, if you don't know Anne-Marie, she is an employment law attorney with Rudman Winchell. And every couple of weeks, we have a virtual event. Anybody can join us, BangorRegion.com, if you want to find the link. And she talks about issues or questions, takes questions from employers and employees. We've been doing this for a year since this started, and certainly the questions have gone from employees needing leave to masking requirements. Now we're talking about vaccinations in the workplace. And today we're actually going to talk about some of these bills that are in front of the legislature that are will affect employers and employees. So I would be very interested to hear Anne-Marie's take on these bills coming from the lens of an employment law attorney, especially the at-will employment bill, which again is going into public hearing on Wednesday, and that prohibits an employer from terminating an employee without cause. The three-step progressive discipline policy in order to terminate an employee. And we have a lot of questions around that bill, and it will be interesting to see what Anne-Marie has to say about that. So that's happening at 3 o'clock today. Please join us. It's a virtual event. Anybody can sign on. And then on another note, Wednesday at 9 o'clock, we're having a virtual early bird breakfast with the SBA, sponsored by Eaton Peabody. And we'll be talking about all of the SBA programs that are available for businesses. Certainly many of us are familiar with the Paycheck Protection Program, the EIDL, Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. SBA has a lot of other programs that businesses should be aware of, especially, again, as we head into recovery. Diane Sturgeon, who is with the SBA Maine District Office, will be joining us, as will Ann McElhaney with the SBA Small Business Development Center Program. So we're looking forward to that conversation, and that is virtual early bird breakfast happening at 9 o'clock on Wednesday. So that's just some of what we have going on this week.
Yeah, that's just a little bit going on. Let's talk a little bit. You say you're going to testify for the chamber. The bill that I looked at 553. That's an interesting bill, and I can understand why the chamber is interested in it. It prohibits an employer from terminating an employment without cause, an employee. Every time we do these bills, and I've been through a bunch of them, there's always an upside and a downside. And you've got to look at both sides to find out what's really going on. So that should be an interesting development. Are you actually going to testify?
I am. And you know, you bring up a good point, George, and I'd like to talk about that. The whole policymaking process is really interesting, and bills are submitted to solve a problem, right? That's why people go to Augusta, and they want to make the state better, and they want to solve problems. So a bill is submitted because a policymaker has identified here's a problem, or perhaps they have a constituent who has come to them with a problem, and they craft a bill. And so oftentimes you can figure out, well, here's what the bill says. Perhaps you can understand the why or the intent of the bill, but with many bills, you have to get down to the how. Well, how is this going to work? How is this really going to work? And so, as an employer, you read this bill and you're thinking, "Gosh, if I have to terminate someone, how is this going to work?" And that's what we're asking about. So, you read a bill and you make an interpretation of how the bill, what the bill says, and then you have to figure out how is that going to work, kind of in the real world. And that's why we have such a great process in place, and that's what the public hearing process is about. Is for policymakers, legislators, the committee to hear from people to say, hey, I don't understand, you know, what does this mean? Or I have a question about this. I have a concern about this. I support this, you know, I think this is great, or I oppose this, and here are my reasons. I can't tell you how many legislators I've spoken with, George, who have said, we need people to testify at public hearings. We need opinions and input. And I spoke with a legislator recently who said, I have changed my mind on many bills through that process because somebody will come into a hearing and share something and I will go, I didn't even think about it that way. So they're looking for feedback. This is an opportunity to provide feedback. And as you know, this session is mostly virtual. And what we're also hearing from legislators is that more people are participating in the process because they don't have to drive to Augusta and sit in a committee room. You can submit testimony, written testimony online. I did it on Friday. It was immediately sent to the committee. And then you can testify from your laptop wherever you are. I worry that sometimes the thought of people testifying sounds so intimidating and daunting, you know, like you're going into court. It's not. It's just sharing your opinion and your thoughts. And again, legislators tell us all the time, even if it's three sentences, even if it's just a paragraph, this is my perhaps you're a business owner. This is my business. This is why I'm concerned about this, or this is why I support this. They need to hear from you. And it's really easy to do. And actually, on our website, I wrote a blog in February, how to have your voice heard in Augusta this session. So all of the information is there. The links are there to submit testimony, how to sign up to testify, if you choose to. The other point I want to make, and I'm going on here, is you do not have to testify to have testimony submitted. So if you just want to write a note, that's fine. You do not have to appear during the committee. Legislators tell me they read all of that testimony. So it does make a difference. It's important. And then if the bill continues, if they carry on with the bill, they're going to go into work session and work the bill and tweak the bill. They do that based on what they hear from all of us. So it's really important that we all engage in the process.
Yeah, I've been there many times for these bills, and people sometimes fail to understand. You can testify in favor of it, you can testify against it, or you can testify neutral.
You can testify and say, you know, I see where you're going with this, but I have questions about this. And maybe this is a good idea. You know, maybe the problem, maybe you agree with the problem you're trying to solve. I just think that maybe I would do it a different way. Or trying to solve the problem this way is just going to create more problems maybe we should be thinking about and talking about. So it is a process. And one more quick story. A legislator recently shared that he crafted a bill to solve a problem. He admitted this. He said, I'll tell you, I've been through this. I crafted a bill to solve a problem. After I heard feedback from other people, I realized this is a really bad bill. And, you know, and the bill didn't go anywhere. So it's a process. Policymaking is a process, and we all need to engage in that process.
Deb Newman, who is always welcome on our program, executive of the Maine Region Chamber of Commerce, who's kind of busy this week, But today, again, you're going to join Anne-Marie Story.
Yes.
But you also have to be somewhere else, so you're going to be running around.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. And really, yes, thanks for the reminder, George. If everybody could tune in at 3 o'clock, go to BangorRegent.com, look for the link at the bottom of the page to the employment law update with Anne-Marie Story, and join us.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.